In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to your program, Treasures. We are commenting on the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, the holy prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ on the night of his crucifixion. He is praying like the archpriest of the church, and he is also telling the truth, the secrets of the Holy Trinity, and also he's mentioning the mission of the church in the future, the work of the disciples. He is telling many important things. Verse 13, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." So the Lord Jesus Christ declared that he is finishing his role on earth in the flesh. So he will die for his people, he will rise up from death, and he will ascend to heaven, and he will leave his church, guided by the Holy Spirit, to preach the word of salvation to everyone. So he's saying, "These things I speak in the word, that they may have my joy." They will enjoy this joy of spirit, you know, because of the work of the church. They have the word of salvation, the good news of resurrection, the preaching of the new life given to all the believers. "They may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Saying my joy to remind us that the joy of the Spirit is the joy of the Lord himself. His heart is full of joy. That's the eternal joy, that the heavenly peace. So we will be given this gift of God himself through his Spirit. Our heart will be filled with his joy, with his peace. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." This verse is very important because he will repeat the same meaning again in his prayer. He wanted to define the role of his disciples, the role of the church. So before this definition, he had to mention that the relationship between the people of God and the world, first of all, we have to remember that we are different. We are not of this world. We are, you know, always unique, always different. So he said it this way, "I have given them your word." So with the word of God, with the teaching of Christian people, they will always stay different from anyone. "The world had hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." So the Christian people, as Christ, will be hated by the world because they are not of the world. The values, the virtues of this life is different from the values of the kingdom of heaven. Christ taught us how to love everyone and deny ourselves. The world teaches everyone to love yourself and deny others. Make use of everything available for yourself. But the teaching of the Lord is to make use of everything for the benefit of others. It's all about love. It's all about humility, all about spirituality. It's not about, you know, earthly things and selfishness and lusts. That's the teaching of the world. The teaching of the church is far different. So they are not of this world, because Christ was not of this world. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." So these are two major points. We are different, and also we are hated, we are refused, we are rejected, because we are not the same like others. We are different. And this difference will make the world, you know, supervised by devil, will hate us, will reject our ways. "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one." So this does not mean that we have to stay away from the world. We have to live you know, away from everyone, as if some people may believe that Christians should live together and stay far away from anyone who does not believe in Christ. That's not the case. Because Christ said it this way, I'm not asking you to take them out of the way. So we should stay. Existence of Christians among the world people is a necessity. That's the truth given by God. That's the fact we should follow. We shouldn't, you know, isolate ourselves. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. So we are different, we are rejected, we are present, we exist, and we kept safe. We kept by the grace of God. We, you know, have different, you know, cover, because Christ covers his people. He is responsible for his church. They are not of the world, he's repeating. Just as I'm not of the world, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So, again, we are different because we are living with the Holy Spirit, with the truth given to us, with the belief in Christ as God, the Savior. We are looking up to the kingdom of heaven. We are not waiting the pleasures of this world. We are seeking the peace of God. We are offering ourselves as sacrifice like Christ in order to save the whole humanity. So we think different, we live different, we work in a different way, our habits are different, our, you know, values are different, and because of these differences, people will not love us in the most of the cases. And by this rejection, we will direct the attention to the Lord himself. We will be faced by this difference all the time. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So the sanctification is through the truth. There is no way to be a saint with, you know, false teachings. You have to have the same truth, the real Orthodox faith, in order to have this sanctification. And we have this Orthodox faith through the word of Christ himself. He taught us the truth. He taught us the same teachings. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So again, we are different. We may be rejected. We will stay in this world. We are present. We are kept by the grace of God in order to be sent to the world. We have a mission. Christians are different, rejected, all with there and covered by God in order to have a mission in life. So all Christians are missionary. All Christians have the light of Christ in order to shine to everyone. To be seen, the truth should be seen through Christians, because the truth is Christ, and Christ is in his people by his Spirit. So following Christ, be filled with the Spirit in order to be sent by Christ to save others. So he made it this way, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So that's the mission of the church. The church was sent by heaven to earth in order to save all humanity. The church built upon the disciples. The disciples were chosen and sent by Christ himself as he was sent by the Father in order to save everyone. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So, by saying sanctifying myself does not mean that Christ is not completed as God. But you know, even using the verb, I sanctify myself, sanctification is the work of God. So being God, he could sanctify himself and sanctify the whole church. Because Arius one day used this verse against the divine nature of Christ, saying, as if Christ is not holy, is not sanctified. So he is like in the process of sanctification. Actually, Saint Athanasius replied back saying, he said that I sanctify myself. The work of sanctification is the work of God himself. So by saying so, meaning that Christ is God, not only man. They also may be sanctified by the truth, because we will be members in his body. So the sanctification, the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ will, you know, penetrate all the members of the church. Again, I want to remind you, Christians should be different, will be rejected, should be present. They have a mission. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So the church will not function only in the first century with the disciples. The church will grow day and day, generation after generation, to save millions of people, but on the foundation of the truth given by Christ to his disciples. So the church was founded by the disciples, and the cornerstone is Christ himself. That they all may be one. And that's why we believe so much in the holy tradition. The church, you know, will follow the teaching of the disciples. And the Lord himself said it this way, those who believe in me through their word. So the word related to the disciples. And the disciples' teaching are the same teaching given by Christ. That's what we call the holy tradition. And many years later, the Holy Spirit guided the church to start writing the Gospels and the books of the New Testament. But the holy tradition was always there. So the church started from day one with the disciples' teaching, even much earlier, before writing any word as books in the New Testament. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. So again, Christ is focusing about the unity of the church, the love between all the members, between all the disciples, and all the churches in the first generation, in the first few generations, were just like one body, one church, one face, one head of the church is Christ. So following the same holy tradition, we had the same one unified church. They all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. So having this church in the Holy Trinity, being membered in the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit will, you know, be poured into the hearts of all the members. So now we will enjoy the eternal life with the Holy Trinity. We will enjoy the sanctification, the work of the Holy Spirit through the church. That the world may believe that you sent me. So when the world see that these people are very different, they are holy people, they are sanctified, they will believe that Christ is the source of sanctification, because these people are really different and they are full of love and they enjoy the joy of spirit, the joy of eternity. Having this picture, the world will see clearly that this is the work of God. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Even the glory will be given to the church, because the church is like part of the Lord. This does not mean that anyone will be as equal as Christ, as God. No. But, you know, having the glory of God, we will be glorified in him. We share his suffering, and also we will share his glory in heaven, but not up to the level of being equal gods. No one think it this way. The glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them. How? By the Holy Spirit. Christ will be in Peter, in Matthew, in Andrew, because Christ will work in them through his Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's why this chapter is the last chapter of the chapters of the Holy Spirit, given in the same night. Christ was revealing the secrets of the future of the church, that the Holy Spirit will fill his disciples so they will enjoy working with God. They will follow Christ himself. They will preach his word. They will save the whole world because of the Spirit they have in their hearts. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. So the perfection of any man is the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart of this man. When any Christian follows the word of Christ, obey the word, submit himself to the work of the Spirit, humble his heart to accept the work of the Spirit, he will be perfect in God. And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So it's all the story of love, the story of life related to love. It's the real life given by God. God created man to live with him forever. But man, you know, made a problem because of his free will. Man chose to die. Man went astray. And Christ came to resolve the problem, to release man from the prison of death, eternal death. So by this redemption and by the work of the Spirit through the church, everyone will be saved through the church by believing in Christ and following his teaching. The world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. So, you know, in the second coming of the Lord Christ, everyone will see clearly that the chosen people, the believers, who were baptized in the name of the Holy Trinity and who had been united with Christ through the Eucharist and through the holy life, guided by the Holy Spirit, these people were beloved by Christ. These people are the real church, will stay in glory forever with him. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. So Christ is praying for all his people to enjoy his eternal life, to stay with him in heaven. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. Where I am related to the glory of heaven. That they may behold my glory which you have given me. Not because Christ wanted to be glorified by people, because Christ was always glorified by millions of angels, but you know, by sharing his glory to his people. So he's praying for us to enjoy his glory forever. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. So the love between the Father and the Son is eternal, had no beginning, because God is love. Love was there among the persons of God the Father, the Son, through the Spirit. So we were born into this loving relationship. So we are born on the image of Christ, who is love. That's why we enjoy love. And when we love in a Christian way, in Christ-like way, we will be restored to our, you know, distorted image. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. Saying the righteous Father, because his Father, God the Father, is always perfect in all his deeds. He is the only righteous one. So everyone will be righteous following Christ and his Father. So he's saying, O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you. And these have known that you sent me. So Christ is the only one who knew the Father completely. And he declared the secret of his Father to his disciples. The disciples are trying to be as righteous as Christ. And Christ is the full righteous one, because he is the Son of God. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it. So he's again speaking about the name of the Father, because they couldn't see the Father. They could see the Father in his Son. But he is repeating, I'm declaring his name and I will declare it again. That the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. So by believing God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, by praying, by loving each other, by coming closer to God, by this we can enjoy love forever with God and man. Glory to God. Amen.